Act One of The Doctor's Dilemma. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Doctor's Dilemma by George Bernard Shaw. Dramatis Personae.
Redpenny. Read by Derek Powell.
Emmy. Read by A. Mallon.
Colenso Ridgeon. Read by Bruce Peary.
Schutzmacher. Read by John Steigerwald.
Sir Patrick Cullen. Read by Algy Pug.
Cutler Walpole. Read by Elizabeth Klett.
Bibi. Sir Ralph Bloomfield Bonington. Read by Phil Chenever.
Dr. Blenkinsop. Read by M.B.
Mrs. Jennifer Dubedat. Read by Ariel Lipshaw.
The part of Lewis played by Anthony.
The Maid. Read by Rashada.
The Newspaper Man. Read by David Lawrence.
The Secretary. Read by Peter Bishop.
Narrated by Elizabeth Klett. Act One. On the 15th of June, 1903, in the early forenoon, a medical student, surname Redpenny, Christian name unknown and of no importance, sits at work in a doctor's consulting room. He devils for the doctor by answering his letters, acting as his domestic laboratory assistant, and making himself indispensable generally, in return for unspecified advantages involved by intimate intercourse with a leader of his profession, and amounting to an informal apprenticeship and a temporary affiliation. Redpenny is not proud, and will do anything he is asked without reservation of his personal dignity if he is asked in a fellow-creaturely way. He is a wide, open-eyed, ready, credulous, friendly, hasty youth, with his hair and clothes in reluctant transition from the untidy boy to the tidy doctor. Redpenny is interrupted by the entrance of an old serving-woman who has never known the cares, the preoccupations, the responsibilities, jealousies, and anxieties of personal beauty. She has the complexion of never-washed gypsy, incurable by any detergent, and she has, not a regular beard and moustaches, which could at least be trimmed and waxed into a masculine presentableness, but a whole crop of small beards and moustaches, mostly springing from moles all over her face. She carries a duster and toddles about meddlesomely, spying out dust so diligently that whilst she is flicking off one speck, she is already looking elsewhere for another. In conversation she has the same trick, hardly ever looking at the person she is addressing, except when she is excited. She has only one manner, and that is the manner of an old family nurse to a child just after...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?